about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Widespread fog this morning, otherwise very cloudy skies today. A stray shower or two possible this afternoon. High temperatures in the upper 50s.
It is 43 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
A house on Winston Road in Charlottesville was badly damaged by fire on Tuesday night. Fire officials say the house was unoccupied as it was undergoing renovations.
According to two leakers in the governor's administration, Ralph Northam plans to declare a temporary emergency today, banning all weapons, including guns, from Capitol Square ahead of the rallies on Monday planned by the Virginia Citizens Defense League. State officials and Capitol Police are expecting 10,000 attendees or more. This is according to two state officials who were briefed on the plans but not authorized to speak publicly about them. One official says the governor plans to announce the plans at a news conference today because of credible threats of potential violence and extremism. WCHV Radio will be broadcasting from Richmond on Monday morning.
With a Second Amendment rally planned for the state capitol on Monday, the Commonwealth's attorney in Nelson County, a Second Amendment sanctuary, says he's pleased people are paying attention.
I love the fact that people are engaged in this discussion because it's an important one.
A Republican elected in 2016, Daniel Rutherford supports Second Amendment rights, but he's not ready to weigh in yet on how he'll respond to four proposed gun control bills if they become law.
Even if it passes the General Assembly until the governor signs it, they're not laws. So with that, I don't take any official position what my office will or will not do.
An armed robbery occurred at the Atlantic Union Bank on Barracks Road in Charlottesville, and the person of interest is on the run.
We are currently working with Albemarle State Police, Fluvanna, as well as local authorities from where the vehicle has been taken from. It was a stolen vehicle, to see if we can triangulate and identify the suspect at this time.
Nobody was hurt. From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 42 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
This is Fox on Justice. In 2015, Barack Obama was president. Donald Trump's campaign was just beginning, and a lawsuit was filed in Arizona alleging unsafe and inhumane conditions at 8 immigrant detention facilities in the state. That lawsuit is now going to trial in Tucson. The ACLU and other groups brought the suit, claiming that illegal immigrants who are caught by the Border Patrol are crammed into cold, dirty pens that advocates call in Spanish hieleras, or ice boxes. They claim the poor sanitary conditions have not improved since 2015. In fact, the holding facilities are even more crowded. In the last fiscal year, they handled 850,000.